Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's look at a time where the Bible talks about looking for conspiracies. I'm going to read you from Isaiah chapter 8, verses 11, 12, and 13. Here's what the Lord said through the prophet Isaiah. For the Lord spoke thus to me with a strong hand and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people, saying, do not say a conspiracy concerning all that this people call a conspiracy, nor be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled. The Lord of hosts, him you shall hallow. Let him be your fear. Let him be your dread. As Isaiah gave this prophecy, some armies marched towards Jerusalem. The combined armies of the northern kingdom of Israel and the kingdom of Syria encircled Jerusalem or were on their way to do so. They planned to depose King Ahaz of Judah and set their own man on the throne. That's according to Isaiah chapter 7, verse 6. Now, Isaiah's prophecy declared that the armies of Syria and Israel would not succeed in conquering Judah, but the Assyrians, whom they trusted to help them, would instead attack Judah and do much damage. In the midst of all the wars, rumors of wars, and political intrigue, it was easy to let the heart and mind settle on conspiracies and threats. But God told them through the prophet Isaiah not to. A time of real danger has a way of making us conjure 1,000 imaginary dangers, and our imagination can be a big enemy. This was the word of the Lord through the prophet Isaiah. Do not say a conspiracy, nor be afraid of their threats. Isaiah and all the people of Judah were tempted to give in to fear and panic, knowing the dangerous place that they were in. It wasn't that there were no dangers or no conspiracies out there. But Isaiah wanted them to see the reality of the Lord's presence and power was in fact bigger than any of the conspiracies or threats they could face. It's a wonderful place of maturity to come to, knowing that there are real dangers in the world, but refusing to be an ostrich and put your metaphorical head in the sand, but at the same time realizing that the enthroned Lord of love is greater than any conspiracy or danger. Your life is in his hands, not in the hands of evil conspirators. A favorite passage of mine is in the book of Revelation. It's in Revelation chapter 1, verse 18, where Jesus says, I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore, amen, and I have the keys of Hades and death. It's so comforting to me to know that he holds the keys of death and the world beyond. And Jesus doesn't loan those keys out to the devil or sinners in this world. With this in mind, Isaiah's exhortation makes perfect sense. The Lord of hosts, him you shall hallow, let him be your fear. Instead of fearing conspiracies and threats, fear God. Don't see yourself at the mercy of opposing armies. You are in God's hands. Worry about your place with the Lord instead of your enemies. There are any number of things that you can be afraid of at any given moment, but the best fear of all is a proper respect of the Lord. Fortunately, he doesn't call us to a cringing fear, but to an honest and healthy respect. Our respect of the Lord should make us honor and love him more instead of avoiding him. So what do you respect more, the threat of conspiracies or the Lord God who loves you? Perhaps this is the best prayer to pray. Lord, I don't want to be blind to the dangers and problems of this world, but I want to always keep everything in proper perspective. Help me to see that you are bigger and more important than any danger or conspiracy I might fear. I want to respect you more than anyone or anything else. That's the kind of prayer that a prophet like Isaiah could really say amen to. And I hope you can say amen to that prayer as well.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.org.